Leaders from both the Christian and Islamic communities in Scotland have sent a letter to Prime Minister David Cameron this week, calling on the British government to do everything it can to ensure agreeing a fair, ambitious and legally binding global agreement at the Cancun Climate Summit. Cardinal Keith Patrick O'Brien, Archbishop of St Andrews and Edinburgh, was one of the signatories. He spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the letter.
Yes, basically it was a request from church leaders here and interfaith leaders to David Cameron prior to the forthcoming gathering in Cancun in Mexico about the necessity of the richer nations of the world taking seriously the problems of the poorer nations of the world with regard to climate change. The letter was signed not just by myself, but the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, the primus of the Episcopal Church, the Scottish Episcopal Church here in Scotland, and also Sheikh Ruzwan of the Muslim community. So one might say we represented a cross-section of views on Scottish Catholic International Aid Fund, Christian Aid, and Islamic Relief. And we've got people already working hard to help affected communities because of climate change.
Did the Prime Minister have any reaction to this letter?
Well, we haven't had a response as yet. The four of us have signed it, and we're awaiting a response from him as to how he and his advisers are going to use it, are going to respond to it. At times, we have had disappointments in the past. We think back, or I think back to that United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in December 2009, when it was extremely disappointing. Many politicians may have believed that delays in agreeing a global deal were without consequence, but we tend to think that every day that passes sees lives in the south of our world being affected and even lost because of climate change. And we basically don't seem to be bothered all that much about it because, of course, we are not as involved as others.
So what is the West's responsibility?
I think the responsibility is quite simply considering what are we going to do here in the developed countries. We are responsible for most of the problems with regard to climate change in the way we just abuse the planet, the way we just spew out fumes and gases and so on into the atmosphere without a thought of who is being affected. We've got that heavy responsibility to think about on our consciences, and parallel to that, we must also be thinking about those who are suffering in different parts of the world. And we see it if we're out on the ground visiting peoples in underdeveloped countries, less developed countries. We see the effects of climate change. We hear from these voices crying out to us, when are you going to do something? And I've been abroad in with our own SCIAF, Scottish Catholic International Aid Fund. That cry goes up, more or less the cry from the poor. Help us. Our rivers aren't flowing as they were. The seasons seem to be changing. We're getting rains when we never got rains before. Or on the other hand, we don't get rains as we used to get rains. Something is happening, and I think all scientists would acknowledge that something is happening. Scientists might differ in their views as to what's causing climate change, but basically, I think everyone admits something is happening to the climate in our world at this present time. And those responsible have got to help those who are not responsible. The richer nations must indeed try more and more and more to help the poorer nations whose peoples are suffering so much.
Now, going back to the letter, there were four signatories from different faiths there in Scotland. What is the importance of interfaith dialogue in the fight for environmental justice?
Well, I think it is very important that we do consider the views of our interfaith leaders here in Scotland as well. We have a strong interfaith council here, and of course we in these islands here are celebrating at the moment Interfaith Week with increasing dialogue with our sisters and brothers in the other great world faiths. And it is an opportunity, dealing with climate change, it's an opportunity for us to get together again and present a combined front to the governments of the world and saying that this is not just a Catholic thing, it's not just an interdenominational thing, it's an interfaith thing, embracing peoples of the world's great faiths as well as